Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
It's the big event. Express Ranch is selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 18th, Saturday, August 19th, at the ranch in Yukon. On Friday at 1 p.m., they'll be selling 231 fall calving females. Then Saturday, August 19th, it'll be the traditional big event offering. Over 300 lots will sell. Cows with heifer calves, donor cows, fall calving two-year-olds, fall and spring open heifer calves, and 49 show heifer prospects. For more information, call Express Ranches, 800-664-3977, or go to expressranches.com.
Wheat and corn continue to slide today, with the Kansas City wheat down about 5 cents here. December was at the contract lows today. It sold off since the 1st of July about $1.60 since July 1st. So a really big sell-off there for the wheat futures. These are also contract lows. Chicago wheat, similar action here. We were down 6 1/4 at 440 and 3/4 there. About the same thing, about $1.40 or so off their highs. So the wheat market continues to slide. Now, beans today were up 7 to 8.5 cents. This morning there was an announcement that we sold or exported 165,000 metric tons of soybeans to China. So that was enough to help lift the market here. Now, also on the export report, which is a 7:30 a.m. Thursday report, beans were a lot larger than what we were expecting. The old crop beans, we were looking for anywhere from 50 to 250,000 metric tons, and it was 453. And the new crop, we were looking for 300 to 600, and it was 899,000 metric tons. So across the board, beans were really good here, and that helped lift the beans. Corn was neutral right in the middle of the range, and then wheat was a little bit positive at 633,000, where we were looking for 300 to 600.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Livestock markets were lower today, about $2 to $2.35 lower on the live cattle. If you look at the December contract, they did go make the lowest levels since April, and about $15 or so off the high set back in June. So they've continued to go down. Feeder cattle, same story, down $2 to $2.40 or so, with September closing at $2.40 lower at $1.40.72. The September did not go past the $1.40 mark. It did make new contract lows, but didn't quite get through $1.40. And the last time we were at these levels were also in April. At midday, box beef prices were down hard, down $1.85 on choice at $195.66. Select down at 47 cents at $194.57. Looks like cash trade for the week is going to be from 110 to 111. The feeder cattle index was down yesterday. It's at 144.49, down 83. So box beef is lower. The index is lower, feeder cattle index. The cash trade is lower. Just across the board, kind of a negative tone. Now the technicals are starting to look lower here as the market has made new lows. Now outside markets, Dow Jones today is down hard. It's down about 217 points in the September Dow. Crude oil is up 24. Bonds are up 23. So a lot of turmoil around the financial markets as well.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.